the doctor never told me about what type of brain cancer it is, and I asked him which type is it, what grade is it, and stuff like that. After that, he told me, oh, yours is grade 4 glioblastoma. And I asked him what's the life expectancy of that. Then he told me 18 to 24 months. The symptoms started appearing during NS, which was in 2017. I had headaches, a lot of headaches. But the headaches were different kind of headaches. It was like there's something in the brain. In 2021, it got worse. I was sitting in the room, in my room, for 3 weeks or 2 weeks. The pain went off. It kind of hurt my brain a bit sometimes. From 2021 to 2023, after December 2023, after my internship, I was at home. I was thinking about money, about school, and how I'm gonna thank everything. I remember crying also because my grandmother was really, really sick. I remember going to the toilet right after crying because I wanted to wash my face and stuff, and it was at night. Then after getting out of the toilet, I was walking to my room, then I suddenly blacked out. I woke up to paramedics in my house. They brought me to the hospital and they did an x-ray of my head. Then they found out there's a tumor growing inside. They didn't know it was cancerous yet. They told me that I need to do a surgery. Then I said I still have school, so we can wait until I end school. But the pain in the head, it was like constant. Doesn't matter what I do, where I go, what I eat, it was like someone knifed me constantly again and again and again and again, again in the head. I couldn't take it anymore. I have to do the surgery because I also took my own effort to read up about brain cancer and stuff. And I did a Reddit post and asked them, should I do it now or later and stuff like that. The Reddit group is brain cancer. They all told me, just go do the, because it's more important. Your life is more important. You know? I did the brain surgery. It was quite scary. First few days of the surgery, I could talk. After the third day, I lost my abilities to talk. Like suddenly, I can't talk. The doctors told me that it might be a blood clot. So they did a second surgery to handle the blood clot. I suddenly couldn't walk also. So the second week, I had to go through physiotherapy and speech therapy. I think I was in the hospital for 16 days or 18 days, I forgot. I can walk, I can talk, then they let me, discharge me. One of the day I was super hungry at night. Suddenly I was super hungry and it was during Hari Raya. And I saw lontong inside my kitchen. I just take and eat the lontong at night. And I remember it being like 12 a.m. I vomited. I think my body rejected it. Suddenly, the next day, I lost. I couldn't walk again. Like, I was limping and stuff like that on my right leg. I was doing chemo and radio during that point of time. Everyone was working and busy, so they couldn't follow me to the hospital. So I was just limping, going back and forth the hospital. My mom saw it and she quit her job to take care of me.
The past few months, it's quite tough. Okay? To understand about his sickness, to listen to what the speech therapy tried to explain, or some of the doctors ask him, it's like anytime something can happen which you don't know what, the tumor sits at the speech and memory, at the nerve. You hoping that he can talk as normal because of his vocab, missing of all the vocabs. I'm quite concerned, especially when he go out by himself, because sometimes he says that his vision one side, he can't see. So he may accidentally bang onto someone. And for his kind of look, sometimes he looks normal. People doesn't know, may think that find fault. So I always ask him, I say, are you okay? Can you go out by yourself? I have to let him go out by himself for his memory, so that he can remember his friends, so that he can talk as per normal back again. So I don't want to like cling on to him. I only accompany him whenever he go for his appointment. It's very hard for us, especially me and my husband, but we always give him the positive side, so that to not to think of what the doctor say. And I also think that if it's time for him to go, because God has just lent a fifth to us, and also he's the eldest. Since young, he has taught me a lot. So if he needs to go, have to go, then he have to go. We are very blessed all these years that we have him.
After I found out about the diagnosis of, and I read out about glioblastoma, I was super depressed. I just kept thinking about death. I became more pious, and I believe religion helped me out a lot. So I became more, how to say it? Not happy, what was the word? More contented. Yeah, I feel more contented about things. God gave me a second chance. I'm able to walk now. That's probably something for me.